Hey folks, Dan Friel here with your closing bell for January 23rd, 2025. So what we're going to talk about today, the headlines, you might have saw it, you might not have seen it, but President Trump, he's coming out and he is demanding that the interest rates be dropped immediately. Does he have the authority? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's show. But without further ado, let's get over to where rates are for today. Well, mortgage rates, let's just say they're flat. We got up 4 here, minus 2 over here. So there's really no changes here because there's really no economic news. You go through the calendar for this week. The only thing we had coming in today was initial jobless claims came in right at point, and tomorrow's nothing. Now, next week's going to be a little bit of a different story. Okay, so let's get over to here. All right, President Donald Trump says he's going to demand lower interest rates immediately. So let's figure out how do interest rates get created. Okay, so what I did is I went to ChatGPT, and I know you guys know I love this thing. And I asked it a question. It says, how are interest rates comprised? Right up through here. And it goes down through here. Now, you have to understand there's different models of credit. Okay, there's credit cards and car loans and things like that. And then there's mortgages. And it's a whole different piece of the puzzle. And I'm going to explain it right here because ChatGPT got most of this right. There's a little tweaking that I would do with it, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. So how are interest rates created? The first thing we're going to talk about is like credit cards and things like that. So that's what happens there is there's a base rate. Usually it's set by the Federal Reserve. Well, the Federal Reserve sets what's called the federal funds rate. Okay, and then everything kind of models that. So the federal funds rate is actually just interbank lending. So, but when the Federal Reserve raises rates, well, then all the banks raise their rates accordingly, basically one-to-one. And if they drop rates, now then the banks start dropping their rates. So the Federal Reserve controls it kind of, but they only control the federal funds rate, and that's really not affecting the consumer directly. Okay, that's the first part. Inflation premiums. Where's inflation? You know, is inflation really low at, you know, 0, 1, 2%, or is it 9%? So you got to look at it. Inflation is the deterioration of money. So the banks don't want to lose any more money. So if inflation's at 9, and then they also have these other premiums built in, you know, that's why rates get up to like 20%. Okay. So the other piece of these puzzles are this risk premium. How risky are you? What's your credit score look like? How's your job history? Things like that. How much stability do you have? Then term premiums. How long of a loan are you looking for? If you want a 1-year loan, 2-year loan, usually the longer the duration, the higher the rate. And then borrower's creditworthiness. Again, do you have the propensity to pay? How do we reflect on that, or how do we check it on your credit report? Okay, so now what I did is I went down through here and says, how are mortgage rates determined? And here's where it gets a little fuzzy also about the Federal Reserve. Okay, so mortgage rates are divided this. The economic condition, you know, where's the economy? Where are normal other interest rates? Where's the prime rate? Where's the federal funds rate and all those other things? So that has a big determination of that. And then how much demand is there for something? Okay, so all economics, it's supply demand. So that's one piece of the puzzle. Federal Reserve policies. Is the Federal Reserve raising rates or cutting rates? Because the Federal Reserve, they affect, again, the federal funds rate, but then all the other interest rates kind of follow suit off of that in one way or another. And it's either by banks just automatically, you know, adjusting their rates internally, or the bond market adjusting in terms of what you usually see in the mortgage market. And then right through here, here's where I was talking. Because this is a mortgage activity, here's where I kind of differ with this. It says bond market, okay? The market, mortgage rates are closely tied to the yield on the government bonds, especially the 10-year. What? Why wouldn't you just go over here and look at the MBS, which is a mortgage-backed security bond that trades on Wall Street? So a lot of people, when you talk to them, they're like, oh, you take the 10-year treasury and you adjust to it. Well, they really don't. I guess they know what they're talking about, but you just go over in here and say, here's exactly what happened today. You don't have to make any other determinations. So that's why a lot of people follow me every day to figure out what's going on with all this mess. Okay, so let's get back to it. And then back to this one also, inflation. Where's inflation going? Now, you want to get borrower specific, and we kind of talked briefly about this throughout this talk. What's your credit score? You got to know your credit score, okay? That's why I post some videos about, you know, going to creditscoresandmore.com and things like that. You have to know your FICO score, the main credit score. A lot of times when you get a free report, it's called a Vantage credit score. No lenders use it. So it's a good kind of model or thing to practice with or monitor, but no lenders are going to approve or deny your loan on a Vantage score. You have to check out your FICO score. Okay, now we're going to go to down payments. This is huge. Okay, so let me look at it this way. If you were lending somebody money, let's put this whole situation. Let me go through this one time, and then I'll give you a couple scenarios. the term of the length of the loan. You know, how far out do you need the money? Do you need it a year? Okay, maybe I can salvage some money now for a year. Do you need the money for 30 years? Well, that's a whole different story. And then your debt ratio. What your debt ratio is, this is where it gets a lot of confusion. Your debt ratio, we call it in the business your DTI. It's basically all the debts that you have on your credit report, okay, divided by your gross monthly income. And that's your income before all the taxes and all that junk comes out. So the lower it is means you have a bigger margin or bigger spread of income there. So you have a lot of money that can go into savings after you pay your bills versus are you just scraping by each day? Okay, and that's a high DTI or high debt ratio. Okay, and then the loan amount. All right, so let me give you a scenario. Let's say you have two borrowers here, and one borrower A we'll go with, is they have one car payment with eight payments left, the $300-$400, and they have about 18 other accounts that they've had for the last 10 years, and they've all been paid on time, and they've never missed a payment, and everything else is paid off. Okay, they work at IBM, and they've been there for 15 years, making $80,000 a year, and they got a bunch of money in the savings. Okay, you have that person. So they're looking to buy a house and they're saying, okay, I'm going to put half of the money down and then I just need money for the other half. Okay, so that's scenario one. Scenario two, we all have this. How many of you have a buddy out there that just, they never have money? You go to lunch, they don't have money. You do this, they don't have money. So you have somebody that you pull their credit reports and they're 3 months ago, they're 2 months behind on their car payment. They're a month behind on all their credit card payments, okay, right now. But they do have one account that they're paying okay, okay? And then also the next thing we want to go to is they're buying a house and they really don't have much money. They're going to put down the minimum 3%, okay, as a down payment. And then their debt ratio, they have no money basically left over after they pay their bills. And if anything goes wrong, it's going to be some tough times. Which one are you going to lend to? And are they going to both get the same rate? That's how the markets work. Okay, so that's basically in general. So that's what you can control. You can control your credit scores. Be diligent about it. The best thing I can advise you to do is get a budget. You know, a lot of people, especially first-time home buyers, get a budget. I think it'll help you tremendously. And then just monitor your stuff. Can you afford? Let's say you want to buy a house. That payment's going to be an extra $1,000 a month on your billings. You know, put every month, put $1,000 aside in an account you don't touch. How are you managing? Okay, can you get through it? Everything fine? Well, then maybe you're financially ready. So how do you kick the tires on a lot of this stuff? Well, let me tell you a little bit about me. My name is Dan Frio. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to be your loan officer. Okay, I do these videos every day. I've been doing this for 35 years, like I said. But the unique thing about me is I work at a company or a bank called ServBank. We're the number 10th largest mortgage company in the entire country. We're also one of the country's largest brokers. Okay, so this gives me the opportunity to say this, and this is my slogan. One application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Who else can tell you that? Okay, so what happens here is if I can't do the loan here, let's say, for example, another bank has the products or some other reason I would want to use another bank's products or rates, I have the ability to. So instead of you shopping around doing this on a full-time basis for a week, trying to get pre-qualified, put the heavy lifting on our plates. If this is something that you can do on your own and you know enough about the mortgage business and you're just purely looking for the lowest rate, then scan all over the place. But if you really need help and a partner, basically from application to keys in your hand, love to help you out. So how do you reach me? Go to theRateUpdate.com. You can hit the Apply Now button right through there. You'll be on launched off to our application system. Once you fill it out, I'll get an alert. I'll probably call you within hours. Next thing is you can schedule a consultation with me, Alan, and David. Just click right here, choose any of us. We all have over 20 years of experience. We're here to help. And then the next piece of the puzzle is if you're looking to just call in, a lot of people are doing that, get in the front of the line, just give us a call, 844-775-5626. Or if you want to reach me personally, just email me at dan@therateupdate.com with your questions, concerns, some help you need. Give me your name and phone number. Love to call you. If you just have a comment, please leave that down below. But if you really need my help, I'd love to for you to email or give us a call. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. See you tomorrow.